going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
What a great call by Pat Hughes. It was a great night of calls all around. Boog Shambi on Marquee just... He loved the catch so much. Do we have the Boog call of the catch by any chance? The catch just before that home run. It's hit and run here with me, Matt Spiegel, on 670 The Score. Pete Crow Armstrong is the biggest superstar in Chicago baseball, without a doubt. And... you know, some people saw this coming. Shout out to you, Dustin Rhodes, who thought it was going to be by what, 2028, something like that.
Yeah, he's a little sooner.
Yeah,
huh?
it was a lot sooner. And the skill set has been there, but we didn't think it was all going to come together. But he's the biggest superstar in town, and we want to talk about him a little bit. From that same night before Pat says it's like a movie starring PCA, here's the catch, according to Boog and Marquee.
Lying towards left center field, Pete Crow Armstrong. Oh, baby! What a catch! Unbelievable! Look where he finishes up. He's in straightaway left field. As spectacular a play as you will see.
Could be a game saver. You never know. Drang's going to end up at least on second base. And out of nowhere comes PCA. In a night where we've seen a number of outstanding defensive plays, that one moves to the end of the class.
All right, a couple things about that. Number one, Ian Happ, as a left fielder should do when you've got somebody as good as Pete Crow Armstrong, is backing up the play. Goes around the backside, knowing he's got no chance, but maybe Pete does. But let me go ahead and back that up. Good job. Good job, Gold Glover. That's the way to do it when you got somebody like this who gets to almost everything. And then the dive and the catch... watch it again, or next time you see it, because you'll see it again. The fact that he doesn't break his wrist is a freaking miracle. The fact that his wrist doesn't even hit the ground. There's a dive, and he makes the catch, and he's got the body control to then raise the arm up and tilt into a roll on his left side. It's unbelievable. The body control on that man... to go with the speed and the instincts is part of what makes him very, very special. Here's Craig Counsell, the manager, on that catch after the game.
It's the ball, where the ball is, and where the, how he's got to dive for the ball and keep his glove in a good spot to catch the ball. You know, that's the ball this year that's felt like he's been, you know, the ball kind of going back the other way and then the ball going into the left center gap. It's kind of the two balls that he's made the great plays on, it feels like. but he's getting just incredible jumps, and his burst is so good. And then when he gets his, like, I think we're underestimating him, like, just completing the play with the catch in a really, you know, with the ball like nearly on the ground. He's got to dive and keep his glove in a good position. Just really impressive.
That's awesome. I hadn't realized that Craig talked about that. I hadn't realized because I was off the next day and I hadn't listened to post game. Wow. Yeah, the way that he completes it is what got me, obviously, and it got him too. And the jumps. I'm convinced that he is the best center fielder I have seen play in my lifetime. Now, it's a small sample, and I apologize to Ken Griffey Jr. for what I just said, because that was always my answer. And I'm thinking of my dad and Willie Mays, but I didn't see Willie Mays. I did see Griffey. I'm thinking of Kenny Lofton. I'm thinking of Andrew Jones. Okay? Like, those would be the three for me, is Griffey and Lofton and Andrew Jones. Who did we talk to earlier in the week who comped PCA to Jim Edmonds? I think it was Tom Verducci who said that, I believe. And that's a good one. That's a fun one. And Edmonds was truly great. But man, it's the way Council just described, the jumps that he gets, in addition to the burst and then the body control, is just outrageous. So, and then there's, of course, the offense and the movie nature of everything. I know that the next night when PCA hit the go-ahead two-run homer, Ron Coomer brought up the movie thing from Pat Hughes.
And I listened to your call of the home run of Pete two nights ago in the eighth inning, and the Pico Armstrong movie in the eighth inning, that was really good. That was a great call.
It was so magical, yeah. Ron. It just kind of came to mind. It was almost like it was part of a fantasy, like a movie script that somebody had written.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone! Pico Armstrong has homered again, and the Cubs take a 2-1 lead.
Can we say sequel?
I mean, I love that came up and that's part of it. And the sequel, the movie and the sequel. It's a great call, Coom. It's a great job.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, it really is. It's exactly how you do it. Now, Pete's only done it for like a year and a half playing center, and really only the whole thing for half a year. So I'm not saying he's going to have Griffey's career or Lofton's career or Andrew Jones's career. And we don't need to look forward and ahead to that. I'm just saying this level of center field play is just absolutely absurd. And I know we lost two balls in the sun yesterday. So could be an awkward time for me to be bringing this all up.
I mean, the sun was tough yesterday. Right?
It was a high sky.
We talked about it, those high skies.
I've always said, you know, the high sky is a big deal. Somebody texted earlier about the high sky and said, Speaks, high sky, just checking in. There's no cloud cover and there's no reference for background. So that's it. So thank you so much to the textures for the high sky definition. So texture says, Speaks, not Freddie Lynn. Yeah, Freddie Lynn was great, but you know, it's not. And I know you're trying to hit me in my youth. But no, here's what I thought about really with this whole thing with Pete, because it's not just the center field play. It's not just the power. It's the relationship he has with the fans, how he loves them. They love him. And he kind of plays that up and enjoys that. He leans into it, much like the man he was traded for, Javi Baez. Much like, so he and Baez are forever linked to me, not just because they got traded for each other, but because in recent years, those people's relationship, the electrifying the crowd with certain things they do, the way that they are on the bases, those kind of things. I feel like Pete is a star being born, and not in the way that Barbara Streisand was to Kris Kristofferson. Not in the way that that Lady Gaga was to Bradley Cooper. And not in the way, let's see if I can go back to the first one. This is where it gets tough. Not in the way that, damn it, who was in the first, Maeve, look this up. Who was in the first movie of The Star is Born? I forget her name because it was James Mason was the man in The Star Is Born, but I got to have the first. I got to have, damn it, who was it? Oh, boy.
Janet Gaynor?
No, it wasn't Janet Gaynor. Damn it, this is very distressing. Was it Judy Garland? I guess it was. Judy Garland and James Mason? I didn't realize that. Anyway, so I feel like I'm watching a star being born, but not in that way. Here's the way that I feel like I'm watching a star being born. Have you guys ever seen pictures of the star nursery out in space that NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope captured in 2008? It was the Elephant's Trunk Nebula, and it's an elongated dark globule that's near the constellation of Cepheus. And anyway, the pictures that came out in 2008 of that star nursery are some of the most beautiful and jaw-dropping pictures I have ever seen. It's the colors, man. Like these beautiful blues and purples and dark violets and just these intergalactic, absolutely beautiful pictures of stars being born. Stars in their embryonic stage. Young stars never before seen. The birth of new protostars. Those pictures blew me away. I might have seen them in National Geographic. That's right. I read magazines back in the day for a while. But my goodness, that's what I keep thinking of. When I keep referencing, it's like we're seeing a star being born with Pete Crow Armstrong. It's not the movies. It's the actual stars themselves up there. Because there's so many levels and layers to this thing as it all develops.
And he's remained so humble through all this too, right? Like that kid hasn't like let any of this go to his head.
I mean, as far as we know.
That's true.
As far as we know. It's just, there was, after the diving catch and the home run, PCA talked about the ovation that he got from the bleachers, where he turns around and acknowledges them, and he has this relationship with the fans. It's pretty special.
You told us yesterday that Willie told you to enjoy the moments, and you had one in center field. Was that one like today? I'd shake that in.
Which one? Sorry.
After your homer, when you went to pick that.
I mean, yeah, those are the coolest moments, I guess. You know, there's not many places that give you an ovation during the game when you're walking out to defense. So, I mean, that always feels very, very special. And yeah, those are my people out there. So I love the interactions we have on a daily basis.
That's it. Those are my people out there. That's the thing. That's what you see. Let me give you a story about Pete Crow Armstrong from last week that I haven't yet shared on the air that I saw. And it's that he was taking grounders at third base along with Justin Turner. We might have Craig Counsell talking about this, actually. I think it might have been sent in. See if we do, Sean, because I was in the dugout talking to those guys after we saw this. Okay, perfect. So Pete was taking grounders at third base, and it was absurd to watch. Because lefties don't really play third base. In fact, they haven't in a long, long time. And I asked Counsell about that, and you'll hear it in a minute. But here's what you got to know. Pete looked sort of natural taking grounders over there. And you got to twist your torso really weird to make the throw. And he and Justin Turner and one other person were doing it. And Pete was just crap-talking Justin Turner the whole time. Like, come on, I'm good at this. Look at me. Look at me, old man. You see what I'm doing? And Turner's crap talking him back, saying, like, what are you doing? You can't do these. Like, I got it. Give me another one. Just so freaking loose and fun. Those guys having fun. And Turner's 40. And Pete's what, 22, 23? I mean, and they're giving it to each other and having fun and being loose. And Counsell is cool with it. Here is after I saw that when Craig Counsell's in the dugout and I had to ask him about lefties playing third base.
You know, I think this John Mealy probably is at the front of this with Pete. He's done a wonderful job.
He was taking a couple grounders at third base a little while ago. You
Is that in the, yeah, is that in the cards for Pete?
Never know. Yeah. I'm gonna say no.
How many left-handed third basemen have you ever seen?
There's a guy for the White Sox that I remember.
Mike Squires.
There you go. Thank you. That's pretty there. Good. You were there.
Yeah, she was talking. We were talking.
That's pretty
before.
Good that I remember that, don't you think? Yeah,
very, you know the last one was?
Don Mattingly?
That's it.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
He's on fire.
So folks. I thought about it.
That, how about Council coming up with that? Don Mattingly, the last lefty to play third base. And I was told later by a different media member that they heard the name Don Mattingly getting batted around there between Justin Turner and Pete Crow Armstrong as they were doing it. So they were must have been talking about last lefty to play third, and Turner knows it. Didn't Turner play for Mattingly out there in L.A. before Roberts?
Mm-hmm. He did.
So, you know, I'm sure that Mattingly and Turner talked about it back in the day. But I love how loose they were. I forgot that. Pete was a lefty shortstop until right around high school.
Yeah, played all sorts of travel ball club leagues as a lefty shortstop.
Here's Pete talking about his relationship with Craig Counsell. And this is with David Haugh on our morning show on Friday.
He's great. He's such a thinker, and I think that really benefits us when it comes to in-game situations. And, you know, I think that benefits us in the clubhouse as well when I think I can look at him and you know, see that we really got a guy who cares about us and you know, he cares about the game as a whole, and you know, the big picture that we're all playing for every day. So, I mean, Counts has done such a good job. I mean, dating back to last year when he started, he's just done such a good job of you know, leading a really good Cubby team. And you know, I'm glad that we're backing it up and backing him up a little bit better this year. And I think the relationship with Counts is exactly where I, you know, would want it to be if I was looking back a year ago, wondering where I'd, you know, be at now. I think it's exactly where I'd want it to be.
It's pretty awesome. He's got a manager who gets him and lets him be himself. And, Pete is absolutely killing it. Reminding me, of course, of the Elephant's Trunk Nebula, the star nursery. The intergalactic place where newborn stars form in the dense gas with the wind and radiation created by the compression from a nearby massive star. And of course, as everybody knows, the winds from that unseen star is what produces the spectacular filamentary appearance of the globule itself.
Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that. So the Stellar Nursery. That is Chicago for Pete Crow Armstrong. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is Hit and Run on 670 The Score. We talked to Ryan McGuffey about the White Sox next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Next.
Second at bat here for Luis Robert Jr. He struck out swinging on a breaking ball his first time up. This one is unloaded. Adios! Luis Robert Jr. A two-run shot. It went 441. La Pantera, let's go!
Luis Robert absolutely unloads on this breaking pitch in the middle of the plate. A huge home run, two-run home run.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Luis Robert with the home run. He is in that White Sox lineup again as they get ready to play in Toronto. It is me, Matt Spiegel, indeed, here with you on Hit and Run. And we are pleased to be joined now by the co-owner and senior vice president of content for The Recap, formerly of NBC Sports Chicago. He is sometimes 670 The Score guy. Our station sounds good when he's on it. That's just my thought. Ryan McGuffey joins us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Guff? How are you?
Biggs, I'm good, buddy. Anytime I'm with you, and it's good to hear your voice again, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, man.
Back.
Nice to be back. Appreciated your condolences. I've talked a little bit about baseball and dads on this show, because how do you not? My dad's going to come up like, you know, what 5-7 times a week in my baseball life, mm-hmm. the rest of my life. There's going to be times I want to call him. I might have to call you instead, Guff.
Yeah, here for it, buddy. It's the one thing. That's the beautiful thing about baseball. It's like the one fight we don't have a say in. Like, here's the pain and suffering, son, of what I've been going through, and now it's yours.
Did you get that handed down? That baseball pain and suffering?
Yeah. It's not quite the dad, but like via my mom and other family members up the chain, uncles, etc.
Yeah.
Yes, I got a lot of pain, a lot of 1959 White Sox stories that I was like, yeah, cool, but you know. And finally, at least we had 2005.
This is a much easier watch than they have been, in my opinion. Watching these White Sox now, as you look at the roster, like, both catchers are here. Edgar Caro and mm-hmm. Kyle Teal are here. Chase Mydroth is a useful MLB player. Miguel Vargas mm-hmm. is a dude since the swing changes. Shane Smith is going to make the All-Star team as a Rule 5 guy, which is amazing. And now Grant Taylor, who you saw open the other night, and there's a couple others too. Like, there's some useful, legit pieces that are here. And overall, I think the style and everything makes them a decent watch if you want to watch.
I couldn't agree more. You know, Brian Anderson and I did a podcast this week, just a few days ago, grading the eight. And it's kind of amazing to say we did eight letter grades, like basically progress reports at about the midway point here of the season on the White Sox rookie class that we've seen
wow.
here at the big league level. And that included Tim Elko, who I know has been on the shuttle back and forth. But when you think about eight rookies that have either that seven of which are here and playing on an everyday basis, and pitchers obviously getting in every fifth day, that absolutely validates what you just said about watching this team. The record is what it is. It's not there, and they just had gone through another stretch up until the win on, what was it, Friday. You know, it hasn't looked good. It seems like everyone kind of hit like a almost like a rookie wall, so to speak. But when you turn on the White Sox or when you go to the ballpark, you can look at the lineup and go, hang on for a second. I'm going to wait to get the hot dog and take a pee because I want to see Carroll, Maidroth, you know, Vargas come up this inning. And that was not the case. There was so much disdain for last year's team. And I think from the manager on down, there was just no tangible evidence or carrot for the fans to go, well, at least I got this guy. It was this is nine guys I don't like. And when I look at the cupboards coming in, you know, from AAA and AA, there's nothing there either. So look, a lot of people are still like, they want results and they want them now. So they don't want to give Chris Getz too much credit. But to me, a lot of the things that are happening behind the scenes that don't equate to wins are showing themselves every day, because we're talking about eight rookies. We're talking, I mean, now, you know, with Gonzalez up here, that's nine. I know there's been another show. You're going to have a dozen or so guys that are going to be rookies that we're going to be able to truly evaluate here at the big league level come September.
Yeah, good stuff from Ryan McGuffey. Yeah, that's the thing. Like that last part, I know people don't want to credit Getz, and I understand. But in terms of the overall organization turning a corner, which I believe is happening when you zoom out, like, have you found specific ways to discuss that feel relevant and appropriate to you in terms of, like, here's an overall org thing that you are seeing if you watch?
I mean, you got to look at pitching. I mean, clearly the move to bring in Brian Bannister and how he's working in tandem with Ethan Katz. Let's take the rookies out of the conversation. Adrian Hauser is going to be flipped for a lottery ticket. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. The guy is too valuable. He has got too much on the back of his baseball card. We're a team, and you know him, every single team who thinks they have a shot is going, we need Adrian Hauser or more Adrian Hauser type guys to get us through the rest of the year. I think Savali is going to be that type of guy. I know he kind of wore it yesterday, didn't pitch all that well, but took it into the seventh inning. Those are guys, like, they traded, even the Andrew Vaughn trade. Like, look at the Andrew Vaughn trade from a 30,000-foot view.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the previous regime would have ever admitted, you know what, we missed here, and we're going to punt. We're going to send him down, which was the beginning of the end. And quite frankly, Spiegs, I actually expected, like, post-trade deadline, that Andrew Vaughn would have just been DFA'd.
Yes.
And instead, they looked at, like, hey, look, this guy is a veteran pitcher. We need to save our young arms in the second half. If we get anything out of Savali and can flip him, it's going to be better than what we can get for Andrew Vaughn. And if we just have to eat Aaron Savali the rest of the year, it's going to save three to four other arms in our rotation every fifth day.
Yeah.
That was like, that to me is a tangible proof of quote-unquote behind the scenes that's happening right in front of you.
That's a really good call. And Savali yesterday went seven innings, you know, and this is on a day after Davis Martin and Cam Boozer the day before had gone on the injured list, after a doubleheader and a bullpen day, and Savali's able to give you seven. So that helps you get through a stretch. And then if he does turn into something and shows something, then yeah, you could flip him. Man, if they flip him or Adrian Hauser, I always think of, like, effective sign and flips, which is a mm-hmm. thing that you do early on, right? As you're doing a rebuild, and what's the greatest sign and flip, maybe sign and flip trade in the history of Chicago baseball? I got it. Ooh. For you. I got
you
it.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. It would be Scott Feldman. Scott Feldman signed by the Cubs as on a one-year deal for Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop. Are you freaking kidding me? Give me one.
I'll give you another one. It's more of like a year and a half sign and flip.
Sure.
Esteban Loaiza got the White Sox Jose Contreras at the 2004 trade deadline.
Wow.
He started the All-Star game in 03, was not good in 04. They flipped him. The Yankees were impatient. They said, see ya, Jose. So you're right. I mean, I think Hauser or Savali are going to equal the next Jake Arrieta or Jose Contreras? Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to find a stupid team. You got to the Orioles were the sucker. The Orioles were definitely the sucker at the table at the time. I don't know. I don't know how many suckers are left. But I don't think it's the White Sox anymore.
I don't either. And Miguel Vargas, even like you got to like talk about Miguel Vargas. You got to find a team that says, look, we've given this guy a little, we don't have a runway for this guy to develop. We're winning. We're trying to win the World Series. He's a top 100 prospect. It's been 3 years. We can't do it anymore. And then that's up to you to find the strengths and make this guy sing. And the White Sox, you know, five plus years in the last, prior to the last two plus years, they just weren't able to do that. They would bring in high-end talent, and they would just flop. We know all of them. We can list them at nauseam here. We can go well past noon to do it. But I that's the stuff where I'm like, okay, the Miguel Vargas situation where they had to fix his hands, it's worked. Like, what's going on? Yeah. That would never have happened
three
or 4 years ago.
Yeah,
never.
That's really – that's an important one, and I pointed it out at the time. They've got a biomechanics team on staff now, and the biomechanics team worked with Ryan Fuller, the hitting coach, and said, we think he should do this. And Miguel Vargas, to his credit, was like, all right, I'll try it. And look what has happened. That is some good organizational stuff. It is 670 The Score. It's Matt Spiegel here with you with Ryan McGuffey. So had Grant Taylor on the show earlier today, Guff. And he's obviously a really smart guy and seems to be wrapping his head around bullpen now. I think he still wants to start. And Paul Skenes, his buddy, was talking about it the other day and said he's looking forward to Grant Taylor starting next year. I'm not so sure it's going to happen, frankly, just because of the health history and because of the way that his mechanics kind of work and all of that. And that's okay. I think it's okay. It's a second round pick. Is it okay if he's never a starter?
What if he's a top five closer in the game? Hell yeah, it's okay. Here's the thing, though. I've just kind of thrown out, first of all, every one of these young guys is going to say they're a starter until proven otherwise, because they should. That's where the money is. That's where they're most comfortable. I talked to Garrett Crochet about this before he was traded last year, when I was like, why are you so effective in like a non just obvious way? You know, like why do you seem more comfortable? And he said, I'm more comfortable because I am more comfortable. I hated coming to the ballpark every day, getting up in the bullpen, not feeling great, not knowing if I'm in, pitch two innings today, not pitching tomorrow, pitching back-to-back Thursday, Friday. He said, that's a wear and tear on your arm that you just aren't ready for. And when I look at Taylor, maybe that's the White Sox have certainly uncovered something, right? I mean, look, it's hard to now. I hate comps. I hate player comps so much because I just think they're so unfair.
Aww.
More to the young player. They're more unfair to the young player than the guy who's actually done it. I was talking about this with BA the other day. I was like, who is your comp? And he started talking about Torii Hunter. And I'm like, dude, that sucks for you. That sucks for you because everyone's like, cool, we got Torii Hunter. Well, that's not the case. But I'll use the Crochet example and say, well, the White Sox have done it with a guy who had less than 100 career innings and flipped him into one of the best starters in the American League. And maybe that's the path that Grant Taylor takes. They certainly have the knowledge. They have tangible proof, knowing that the ceiling is Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
And not everyone's going to be that. But if I heard your interview with Bannister, and I was sitting there just like, you know, I was just listening to the point where I'm like, I'm pulling over now. Like, this is like the way he was speaking about him and falling 7 feet in front of the mound and all that stuff. I'm very intrigued by Grant Taylor. I don't know if he'll start because I think the talent right now is so strong at the back end. And they have – that's the other thing, Speaks. That's the one thing I think the White Sox could have used is some kind of veteran ninth-inning guy who just was the guy you knew in the ninth inning. And I'm not talking about some lights-out guy. Just a guy who had veteran closer experience for this year that you could have signed and flipped. Because I do think that this bullpen has kind of worn that and given up wins because there's just been no guy back there to set the table to go eighth inning and back. Instead, they've had to go ninth inning back and not know, is it Vassell today? They tried the Clevinger thing, which was a disaster. They should have just signed somebody and let these guys kind of grow into the role. I know I've sprayed all fields here with the Taylor question, but I think he might be, maybe he's that guy they're trying to groom.
Well, it's a good thought though, as we think about the realities of a year like this, and you want sign and flips. We think about pitchers to eat innings, but a sign and flip closer is always a decent idea. And then along the way, you're getting some wins and helping your young team feel good about itself, because the wins, have been hard to come by. That is for sure. Lot of good stuff there from Ryan McGuffey about these White Sox. What do you want to see from here on out in terms of other pieces to come up, other sort of organizational goals that could manifest on the big league level?
I would like to see each of these guys now continue to take a step. What I don't want to see is fall off. I'm curious to see when we get to post-trade deadline, like August 1st, dog days, quote-unquote, can Chase Mydros continue to have six, seven, eight pitch at-bats and go to the right side? Can they be clean in the field? I want to see the group that we talked about to start this interview.
Yeah.
I want to see that group actually take the baton and be like, we're the leaders now, not Luis Robert and Andrew Benintendi. Like, this is our group. And the guys who are here are going to be able to help the guys who are still yet to come, the Brayden Montgomerys. I think Colson Montgomery should be here, if not after the All-Star break, certainly by the trade deadline. They need to know about him, give him 60 games, and just let him see, let them know who he is up here. And I think that you've had a group of guys that have been here for the bulk of the year. The one thing I'll give the Sox credit for is, yes, they care about Super 2 status. Yes, they care about service time. But in theory, they don't. I've loved how they just said, this guy's ready, get him up here. This guy's ready, get him up here. They've brought guys up by the twos. They've brought him up solo. I love that we're not sitting here going, Chase Mydros hitting .384 at Charlotte. What else does he have to do? Well, nothing. I mean, he's here, and he's part of the White Sox. And I think it's really going to set, like, come October 31st, the White Sox front office should know a hell of a lot more about these guys and their 40-man roster and the guys behind them than they ever did in spring training. And I think that, to me, is the biggest takeaway. I don't care about wins and losses. Certainly don't want them to challenge, you know, their own record. And I don't think they will, but I do think they're going to have more wins, and some of this stuff will take care of itself. I hope that Luis Robert gets traded. It's time to just punt and move any of the past, move on from, and let these guys take the baton and run with it and show you who the White Sox are going to be in 26 and beyond.
Good stuff. Thank you, Ryan McGuffey. I don't think you got to worry about the Sox chasing down their own record. The Rockies will have that under control.
And I think they've won too much lately.
Don't worry. In what we have branded in the afternoons, the chase for disgrace. I think the Rockies are gonna chase that down. Guff, you're the goods, man. Thanks for the time, dude. Talk soon.
Speaks are the best anytime, you know that.
All right, buddy. It's Ryan McGuffey right there on 670 The Score. It is Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Next hour's Hot of Sharma from The Athletic, as we're taking you all the way up to Cubs and Mariners over at a very steamy and hot Wrigley Field. We should probably talk about the heat at some point, which was downright scary yesterday. You got an umpire delay as one of them felt obviously the brunt of the heat. That was scary stuff. It was Chad Whitson, who necessitated treatment by emergency medical technicians at Wrigley Field. It was a 10-minute delay as Chad Whitson had to leave. And then the reliever, Trent Thornton. Now, that was scary, because it's a high-performance athlete, pitcher, who seems to be doing okay and then walks behind the plate and stumbles a little. And then they ended up going out there, and Trent Thornton is like, you know, had to be helped off, could barely walk. And I think temperatures are going to be even higher today for the series finale this afternoon. So I also read that at the end of the game, a member of the Cubs field staff also collapsed, but he was doing okay post-game. I don't know who that was. That was the only way that it was written up. But yeah, scary stuff out there. If you're going to the game today, be careful. Hydrate. Find some shade when you can. Seriously. That can be scary, scary stuff. We will come back and do some bloop hits next on Hit and Run.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now a little bloop single and the Cubs can take the lead.
Bloop hits with Matt Spiegel on Hit and Run.
Ah, yes, bloop hits, where we get to look around the league and tell you about some stuff that's been happening that you might have not had a chance to know about. Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers has been great this year. A couple of bumpy starts, but there was one where he was about to complete a true rarity in MLB, and he did not complete it based on umpire fail.
Here's the 0-2. It is! Oh, no! Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning!
I mean, that's not even close. Oh. That is... Wow.
Marvin.
That's Joe Davis. I mean, it is right down the pipe, and it's called a ball. And he was about to do it. It's more rare than a no-hitter. Like, that's 99 times out of a hundo that's called a strike. Marvin Hudson cost him the immaculate inning. That's a bloop hit. Another bloop hit. 22-year-old James Wood of the Washington Nationals is an absolute star.
Oh.
Crushed out to deep right center. Andy Páez stops dead in his tracks as that ball goes out over the batter's eye. Danny Espinosa's kids loving it. James Wood, a towering homer at Dodger Stadium, his 21st of the year.
451 feet, and the Nats have a lead.
Just giving everybody what they paid for.
James Wood has 21 homers, as mentioned there. He hit a walk-off to end a long losing streak for the Nats earlier in the week. He's got tremendous opposite field power, and when he straightens it out or turns it towards right, sweet Jesus, he has 12 home runs that he has hit at 110 miles per hour or more in terms of exit velocity. That is the most in Major League Baseball. Kid is 22 years old. Can we talk about the trade that the Nationals made for Juan Soto? CJ Abrams, James Wood, and Mackenzie Gore. I mean, I know the Nationals suck, but if there's a time when they don't, and even if there is not, getting those three players for a year and change of Juan Soto is pretty freaking remarkable. Speaking of Juan Soto, since the 30th of May in 21 games, he has 8 home runs, 4 doubles, 21 walks, an OPS over 1.2. He's hitting .343 in his last 21 games. That's a blue pit. His teammate with the Mets, Francisco Lindor, with a big double that Nicholas Castellanos basically ignores.
Lindor drives it the other way. Castellanos towards the corner and sidewall all the way out there, and it is a fair ball.
Wow.
Off the wall. How did it end up fair? Two runs will score. Alvarez and Taylor race in, and Lindor with a bounce of bounces gets it to stay fair.
So, look, not to take shots at Nick Castellanos, but maybe, buddy, this is part of why your manager is now taking you out for defensive replacements. Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, did that earlier in the week, and Nicholas Castellanos didn't like it, and he made, quote, an inappropriate comment that got him held out of the lineup the next day. And Rob Thompson handled it publicly and privately, straight up. One of the many things I love about him is that he's emotional. He loves to play. What he said last night was inappropriate, so he's not going to play tonight, and I'll just leave it at that. They have a really good defensive outfielder in Rojas, who now they're going to use to finish games. And Nicholas Castellanos is just going to have to live with that, because that's what can happen. And one more blue pit. Look at what my favorite player in baseball has now become. Mookie Betts is 32 years old. He's in his 12th major league season. And as Jay Jaffe wrote over at FanGraphs this week, he's probably already done enough to make a spot in the Hall of Fame. He's got 8 All-Star teams, 6 gold gloves as a right fielder. He's won an MVP, okay? But what he has now done in transitioning in full to shortstop is just absolutely remarkable. And the work that he has done at age 31 and 32, every day of his offseason, to work his ass off to become a shortstop who is this good now, is absolutely tremendous. He is, by the numbers, as good as like the top 8 or 10 shortstops in MLB. He had 8 throwing errors last year. He's cut that down to 2 this year. He's not really, he doesn't have extraordinary range, but the plays that he makes, he's now making. And it's just remarkable, the level of effort and the work that he has done to become what he is. And just a model for everybody in MLB. And when you think about that as compared to, say, Rafael Devers, who out of pettiness and spite didn't even bother to play first base, didn't even bother to say yes for the Red Sox, and then gets traded and immediately says he will, and then tried to clarify it by saying, well, no, they just never asked. Like, come on, man. I know they might have screwed up the communication, but are you a teammate or not? Are you a good teammate or not? The answer is no on Rafael Devers. The answer has always been and continues to be yes on Mookie Betts. just for the sake of true and honest comparison. There they are, some blue pits from around Major League Baseball. We'll do a lot of Cubs between now and when the Cubs get rolling, including hearing from Sammy Sosa, who was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday on 670 The Score. You want to talk some Cubs, you can do it at 312-644-6767. Hop on in on Hit and Run here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.